Welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the U.S. Government Accountability Office. It's February 2014. GAO periodically conducts forums that stimulate new partnerships and identify actions to address issues related to the federal government's role in meeting 21st century challenges. GAO convened one such forum in July 2013 to discuss the future of nanomanufacturing and its potential effects on U.S. competitiveness in world markets. A team led by GAO's chief scientist, Tim Persons, recently published the highlights of that forum. GAO's Sarah Kaczmarek sat down with Tim to talk about what they learned.
What's nanomanufacturing, and how does it impact consumers?
So nanomanufacturing is really the shift of, movement of nanotechnology into the manufacturing sector. So it deals with really two meanings of the word scale. Nano means 1/1,000,000th of a meter. In this case, you think of it as 1/1,000th of a human hair. We're talking about that on the order of size. But that manipulation and control and design of materials at that low level has implications all the way up into the very big. And, of course, manufacturing often involves building many things, often large things. So you can think about how the very small could have a very large impact on something like an airplane wing or something like the miles of concrete that are laid down in a highway. That's really what nanomanufacturing is.
And what do you see as the future of this new technology?
So the future of nanomanufacturing, this is what's best described as a mega trend. It's something that has broad implication on many, many parts of society and the environment, the economy, and does have social implications even. And so the future of this is coming to think about how goods and services are produced or how things can even become cheaper, lighter, better, faster by design, even from down at the 1/1,000th of a hair level. The future of this is just has profound implications on so many things that we cover in our report.
So what do you see as the major challenges here for U.S. competitiveness?
The immediate challenge to U.S. competitiveness is just the idea of having standards for these things. Even materials that are well known, let's say aluminum as an example. We drink out of it in soda cans and so on. We know that. But at the nanoscale, it can behave even differently than what we know about it when we're drinking soda cans. So there's a lot of issues that remain about the standards of nano-sized particles, their shape, their size, their form, what they do, how they interact. And there's the concern, of course, of going down that far down the scale, the challenges can be in the environment, health, and safety domain on are they good for worker safety or are they good for consumer safety and so on. And there's a good deal of work going on and I think will continue to go on globally on those things. So standards, understanding the environment, health, safety are some challenges, and then just the broader implications of intellectual property management or the issues behind an innovation economy and a number of things still remain. This is just one part of a global discussion about how can we be more innovative, how can we do more science, tech, engineering, and math or STEM type things. And so that's what you will see here is continuing challenges in that domain.
Let me ask you then, what do you see as next steps in this area?
I think the first thing is thinking holistically about, meaning not only the U.S., but thinking holistically and even in partnership with our even trade partners like the European Union and so on and its member states and like our friends in Japan and so on. I think that next steps would be working through some of these fundamental issues about the standards of these things, about the environment, health, safety, risk management on those, I think are some next steps. Thinking about the broad implications here at home. What nanomanufacturing means in our manufacturing sector as we see its resurgence been coming on in recent months and maybe the last 1 or 2 years, I think that we have to think about what does nanotechnology do for us? How can it help us to be more competitive, again, to make things cheaper, better, quicker, and so on?
Given the broad reach of nanomanufacturing, what's the bottom line for U.S. consumers?
The bottom line is avoid fear to a first order. The manipulation of things at the very small, there's been some discussions of the popular press about the potential risks, and I think avoiding fear and instead focusing on risk management-based thinking on the technology, what its implications are, and so on, and knowing that there are good faith efforts going on to characterize materials, to manage them, and to again, both protect workers and consumers as goods and services are produced. I think that's the bottom line. And I think that consumers are already feeling positive effects, for example, from nanomanufacturing, and we have it in our smartphones. Most of us carry around something like that. That's a device that really has nanotechnology at its core. It's done by silicon manufacturers and chip makers and foundries and so on. And so we have that. That's been proven safe. It can be, and I believe, given the proper risk management, will be safe.
To learn more, visit GAO.gov and be sure to tune in to the next episode of GAO's Watchdog Report for more from the Congressional Watchdog, the U.S. Government Accountability Office.